Hello, friends, and welcome back to A Bone to Pick. Bone to Pick. We are again joined by my husband, Quentin.
The lovely Quentin.
Sure. We can say lovely Quentin.
We can, and I will.
Nice. I don't think I introduced myself.
It's not necessary.
I'm Lennox. You should know. Let's just do a quick recap of the format for the newcomers. So we'll do our little introductions here. We're going to play a little warm-up game. And then I will talk about a topic, a bone to pick, with my dear husband. And then, new to this episode...
Uh-oh.
I did not inform you, so you're going to have to come up with this on the spot. There will be a palate cleanser after the bone pick, where you say something you like about the person, but it also has to be very specific, like the bones. So, what's the opposite of a bone?
Skin. Skin feels pretty opposite. Bone provides lots of structure. Skin's just kind of flabby there to, like, insulate and protect. I don't know. It feels pretty opposite to me.
What a strange thing to pick as the opposite of bone. Okay, I guess we'll have our...
Acid?
Skin.
Acid.
We'll do a bone to pick, and then we'll do skin.
I'm going to talk about your acid levels. How much I like your acid levels.
This seems a little zesty. Just like my acid levels.
I would say acidic, but...
In our last episode, we also had Quentin here. We did some quick bone picking about your bathroom habits, and then you had a ridiculous bone to pick with me. Tune into the last episode if you'd like to discover how ridiculous it was. Let us move on to our warm-up game. I'm not letting you get a word in.
Okay,
so for warm-up game, probably should have prepared this as well. Because it's catchphrase.
Oh.
So we're going to need your phone.
Okay. My wife loves being correct. And the thing that she is correct about now is that we should have prepared for this. We can start with the basic mix.
Basic mix. I love the basic mix.
Do you want to explain? Or are you comfortable leaving people in the dark? Letting the fun experience guide people?
He's going to describe a word without saying it. And I have to guess it. Okay. Okay, audience. I don't know why I'm mad at them.
That's basically
it. I'm like, ugh, I can't believe you would make me explain this to you, to our massive audience of my teacher. Professor, oh my God, sorry.
I'm sorry also for her on her behalf, because I don't think she's really sorry.
He got mad at me when I called him a teacher instead of professor.
I still think she's probably not really sorry. Just kidding. I believe that you're actually quite upset at yourself for saying that.
Yeah, no, I felt bad. I was being, I don't know. I'm going to cut this out. It sounds like I'm sucking up.
Lennox, for all of her faults. Lennox has a lot of faults. Let's go. All right,
but you know
ready?
What? He's getting mad at me for calling him a teacher instead of professor while he has one shoe on and is walking around with his socked foot out.
He's earned the right to have socked foot.
Is that a PhD gives you the right to have sock foot?
Let me consult with the PhD people I know.
Okay, you'll have to send a text and we'll cover it on the next episode.
Oh, fun. Something to look forward to.
Oh, I guess you'll have to tune in again.
You have to. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Oh, I have to press one more button. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, big water over by Hawaii.
Oh, is it one of the oceans? Pacific Ocean?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I guessed the right one. I had no idea. It's a 50-50.
Like anime, but not in the
cartoons.
East. Yes. Big blimp that crashed?
Hindenburg?
Oh, no. The nickname of Walter White is a drug dealing nickname?
It's like some scientist name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heisenberg.
Maybe. Yes, correct.
Heisenberg principle.
Short little guys take the ring into the volcano.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. What we're doing right now.
Catchphrase.
With the microphones.
Talking. Podcasting.
There is like a file being saved.
What?
There's like a file being saved, the act of saving that file via the microphones.
I think you're giving a bad clue.
Probably. I'm going to skip it. It was a record.
Oh. Saving a file.
To kill a creature that you're hunting, or back in the early 2010s, immature high school boys would use it to indicate fornicating with someone. Oh, blank. Yes, queen, blank.
Slay.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard that in that context. That must...
You were never an immature teen boy in the early 2010s. as far as I'm aware.
I was not. I was surrounded by plenty, and I was an immature girl. So, I don't know. I guess we were a little more professional at my high school.
This is factually incorrect. I know this to be factually incorrect. I'm going to give the example. Students would just leave in the middle of class. And I think this was celebrated. I think this was accepted and celebrated.
It was not celebrated, but it was...
So it was accepted?
But it was, yeah, no, it was like, yeah, you can leave class if you... If you so please. I mean, it was not like people, I don't think the teachers liked it, but they were also not stopping it.
You know what? If you're going to compare this to the insurance world, it's kind of professional because you can also just leave in the middle of the day. If you have something to do, you can just leave.
That's the insurance world. No, that's just like remote office jobs.
Okay. I'm willing to accept this. Probably.
Fancy corporate office man being like, oh, you know, in my job, I can just leave whatever. Me working in daycare, like desperately trying to get a hold of the director so I can pee because I have to get somebody to cover for me to even pee. I can't just pee on my own.
Listen, so. I just want to give it to you. Yeah, maybe your high school was more professional than mine. Trying to give it to you.
My high school is not more professional.
All right, let's play the game.
But I am more professional.
It's true.
I think
it's
that true. We can agree on.
Yeah, I'm a sloth and a slug and a cat. All right, I've embarrassed myself. Go, please.
Okie doke. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm not furry. I'm not a furry. I need people to know.
No one was thinking that. The fact that you brought it up makes it a little suspicious, and I don't like that because it implicates me as your wife. And I am most certainly not that. Quentin might be.
Incorrect. I'm not. 3, 2, 1, let's play.
Blast off. Okay, this is a spice. It is also what you would call someone with red hair.
Ginger.
Bend it like
Beckham.
Yeah. Oh my god, our son's obsessed with
spooky books.
Pick up blank
trucks.
Yeah, this is when you're playing a game and you don't want to give anything away. You make this expression. It also refers to a specific card game. There's also a Lady Gaga song in her very first album that was called this.
Too many things. Not helpful. Poker face.
There we go.
Poker face. You don't want to give anything away.
I don't know what that means. Oh, Will Ferrell in the Anchorman.
Ron Burgundy.
This is a place you go and have caffeinated drinks and also...
Culver's?
No, just general term for...
Coffee shop.
Yep. Your limited time blank has expired or is about to expire.
Free trial?
Ugh. Okay, so when you buy a product, you have this on it potentially.
Warranty.
Yes. This is when you graduate, the two things you wear.
Undies?
You know what?
And a cap.
You got me there. Now I'm going to go commando when I graduate.
No!
I'm going to wear nothing but the cap.
And gown.
Yes. I'm going to wear nothing else and hope that it's not a breezy day.
I'll hope against you. Try to bring you down.
Why? Why would you want that of me?
We love antagonizing each other. Oh, don't deny it. It's true.
What a great segue into my bone to pick. Today, we're going to discuss an issue that has plagued me for basically the entire time I've known you, but especially in the last, I think, 2 years.
COVID?
Specifically COVID. I have an issue with you and what you did for COVID. Let's see.
Her issue is that I am abandoning that. I'm sorry.
Boo! Boo! Get off the stage! Okay, so here's the bone.
Pick it, please.
The holes in the socks. It's the holes in the socks.
She's being literal. It is holes, plural.
Basically, every pair of socks, like every sock you own, like more often than not, let's see. Show me them. Show me them. Sock in the, or hole in that sock. Let's see the other one. Sticker, but no hole. It's getting close.
It's forming.
So what's particularly impressive about this is you're like, oh yeah, I've worn holes in like my clothes before and blah, blah, blah. You've probably, you're like, well, give this guy a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. No. Please do.
No. I give him no slack.
I deserve it.
Guilty until proven innocent.
In the Dalewood household.
It's true.
Good luck to our kids.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we just punish our kids immediately for anything that's wrong. That sounds bad. Anyway, so this man, how long would you say you've had the socks that you own? Let's back up a little more. What I will give you credit on is you have a great sock method.
I have sock trauma.
Sock system, excellent. What Quentin does, and what I now do as well, is you just buy one kind of sock, and you buy like 20 pairs of it, and then when you go in your sock drawer, everything is a pair. You just have to grab two of them.
Other than like a few dress socks, we're not insane.
That's true. I do have my, like, the socks of our dog. I was not going to list the other ones that you were making a face at me for. We are not discussing what's on the other socks. It is not appropriate. Now you get to wonder.
It's also not dragons. I'll give you a hint. It's not dragons.
Dragons are not inappropriate.
They can be.
Well, if they haven't done their sexual harassment training, for sure.
So
the socks. Okay, So Quentin has the system. Excellent system. You buy all these new socks. They're all the same.
You call all the old socks.
Yes, I was going to say, and then when you are done with the socks, you get rid of all of those, and then you get new ones again. Now, you might be thinking, oh, well, you just wait until he goes through all his socks to buy new ones. You would be wrong, because this
ideally,
man...
Ideally, you would be right.
This man will find holes in his socks, and unless they're of a certain size, he's like, good to go, let's continue. But here's the particularly notable thing. How long have you had this batch of socks?
Probably less than 2 years.
That's crazy! The majority of your socks that you've had for less than 2 years, you have worn holes in them. And you know what? This kind of ties into another bone that I often pick. I believe it is because you clomp too much. You're a clomper. It's ridiculous.
She has neglected to inform you that I am tall.
I am also tall.
Not as tall as me. Okay. Not nearly as tall as me.
I am 6 inches shorter than you. The difference in the sound and just, I don't know, seismic level of our steps is so significant. 6 inches does not explain it.
She also neglects to tell you that as a child, I was judged for how big my seismic steps were.
And you still continue?
Yeah, I needed to have big seismic steps. My seismic steps needed to be big. Otherwise, my sisters would mock me.
For what?
Having small seismic steps.
For not banging on the floor loud enough with your feet? This cannot be true.
It is? Of course it's not true. That's absurd. I was mocked for running in a feminine way.
Okay, so how does this explain both the socks and the ridiculous force with which you step?
It doesn't. I'm just crazy. Vibing, man.
I'm telling you, I can feel this man walk through the house.
Lennox just wishes she could vibe walk like I do.
No, it drives me nuts. It's so loud. It's crazy.
You don't want to just have the freedom to walk?
I am walking normally. I don't know what you're doing.
Walking normally, bud.
You're not walking normally. This is like when you say your feet are a normal size.
They are.
They are not a normal.
When I look down at my feet.
Okay, Quentin.
They look normal. They look normal.
Share with the audience. What is your shoe size?
I think like
13W. W? You mean extra W?
No, 13 wide.
Mm-hmm. You've also mentioned that when you buy wide, they tend to be a little narrow sometimes.
It's fine. It works out.
So, anyway, that tells me you should be wearing an extra wide. Anyway, just massive feet. And he loves to say that they're normal. And
I look down at my feet and they look normal. What can I say? I look down at Lennox's feet and they look small.
That doesn't mean you're right.
It means I'm just living my life.
You're not!
Whose life am I living?
I don't know! But listen, I am a women's size 10, which for a lady is hefty. That's a large foot. I'm 5'10", so it fits. It works. It's fine. It doesn't look weird. But compared to other ladies, I have a large foot. This man with clown feet clomping around going, oh, my feet are normal. You have tiny feet. And the crazy thing is, if you put my foot next to his foot, it really does look tiny. But they're not tiny. See, we need to get like an average sized person in our house so we can compare against them.
We do get an average sized person whenever your mom visits and you just call her tiny. You do the same thing that I do to you, but you do it to your own mom. And then you sit here and you call me a buffoon and an anteater.
She is tiny. I've never called you an anteater. Do you eat ants? What are you talking about?
Never have. Never
have.
You keep
referencing yourself as an animal after declaring that you're not a furry.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean the animal anteater. I meant like a person who eats ants.
Are you eating ants?
Never. I've never eaten ants.
Have you ever accidentally swallowed a bug?
Probably like when riding a bike. I used to ride a bike a lot. I used to bike a lot.
You should know if it's happened to you. You would know. I have a very vivid memory of like second grade running to the playground, yelling at my friends, trying to get their attention, and just a fly like boom.
What were you yelling at them?
I don't know,
was
but
it swear words. I bet it was swear words.
I was yelling at them, and the fly. And I remember it so well, almost as if it were trauma.
Thank you for saying almost.
But perhaps
Lennox has also neglected some information here. I need to say, she said that she is 5'10", which implies that she is 5'10" tall, when in reality, she's 510 millimeters tall.
No!
She's tiny.
That makes you weird.
Why?
I don't know. You're married to me.
That doesn't make me
You're
weird.
You're like, oh, I love a tiny, teeny little person. But I did also say you're 6 inches taller than me, so that means...
No, we're both tiny! yes. No, we're huge. We're tall. We're very tall people.
And it's most notable when you see our children next to other children. They're same age. They're massive! And the head size. I don't have a massive head. I'm tall. I am large.
She's too weak to have a massive head. Her neck wouldn't be able to support it.
Guess where they got the massive head from?
She started to have a massive head in middle school, but then her neck started flopping all around. They had to take some of it off.
What? Anyway, our children have massive heads.
It's true, and you see glorious.
Them, you see them next to other children, and you're like, oh.
I do see them.
You imagine, like, oh, a kid with, like, a slightly larger head. No, it's like, it is so notable how large their heads are compared to other children. Like, their heads could eat the other children's heads, and I hope they do.
And I think our kids are aware of it too, because they often use their large, hard heads as tools.
Yes. Okay, so they have these massive heads and skulls made of diamond. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. insane. They do not feel pain in their head. And they will destroy you with... You will feel pain if their head rams into you, as they often do.
Especially your head. And this is really tough for Lennox, because Lennox doesn't have bone in her skull. She just has flesh. It's all just skin.
Oh, it is the opposite!
Mm-hmm. Because...
What about brain? Do I have brain?
Oh, she has tons of brain.
Oh, yeah, is that so? Tell them more about that.
No, we can't get sappy. We can't get sappy.
Okay. Anyway, excellent bone picked. We talked about it.
Clean.
You know, this is still a pretty dirty bone. We talked about it for like 30 seconds.
Don't say dirty bone.
Dirty bone.
Ick.
Dirty bones. Palate cleanser. Quick palate cleanser after something that I like about you that is not a bone to pick, but is still specific.
Okay.
It is when Quentin gets me. So I have a tremor in my hands. It's a benign neurological disorder, but it's annoying. And it makes it difficult for me to like drink out of things. And I have to like use two hands. And if like a glass or something is really full, I can't drink out of it. Anyway. When Quentin gets me like a can or a bottle of something and opens it up for me, he will always take a sip out of it before handing it to me so that I'm not stressed out about spilling it. And that's my palate cleanser. And that's a nice thing that you do. And
it's true. And can I add something to that? I even take a sip if I don't like it. Like sometimes I'll get you a big cup full of cough syrup. And I take a big old swig. You're sick. You're drinking two cups of cough syrup. I don't want you stressed
out. I'm filling up my 50-ounce can of water with cough syrup, occasionally mixing in some other drugs just to make sure it works. Legal drugs. I've really gone off the deep end here.
Yeah, so...
I shouldn't have had my giant cough syrup before we started recording.
I should have taken a bigger swig. And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry I failed you.
Now I'm covered in sticky cough syrup. I didn't clean off before the episode. I'm just sticky and
you would
smell
dare
like...
disrespect your microphones like that?
Absolutely not. I had some sort of thought related to this before the episode and it's gone. So
helpful,
there you go.
Helpful. Good.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen and others. That's not how you should be inclusive. And others. And the other ones. The different ones. The abnormal ones.
I'm going to go with a favorite, very, very good man, J. Kenji Lopez Alt. Like to say, guys, gals, non-binary pals. Let's stick with that. Lennox was too distracted by our beautiful cat, who has a little freak tail, and his tail is freaking out.
Well, I was concerned because our dog has seizures, so I was seeing his tail like vibrate, and I was like, no!
You're scared somehow it would spread to our cat?
It's like the contagious seizures. The contagious...
Procedures?
Seizures. We're gonna go!
The
anyway.
Contagious seizure procedure.
No,
oh,
what
Dr.
I do...
Zeus is back, baby!
No. what... I do, to be inclusive, is I address audiences as friends. And I think that's better. I like it.
We don't need to compare.
Notice how I opened the episode with that? It's also perhaps a sign of desperation for friends. But we're going to say that it's because I'm inclusive. Anyway, moving on to this dirty man's dirty bones that he's going to pick.
These are guilty bones.
Guilty bones.
I'm going to start with a confession. Please forgive me.
Uh-oh.
These bones aren't about you.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. I tried. I gave this lots of effort. I care about you. I care about your podcast. I tried to think of bones to pick for you. I just couldn't do anything that felt like a bone that's like not like a, you know, something that we'd want to have like a serious conversation about instead.
Okay, so you
and I have laundry lists of those.
I was gonna say you couldn't think of a small thing, but you were able to think of things that like deeply upset the balance of our marriage.
No,
good to know.
No, I'm just feeling good. I don't have any bones for you.
Fine. Okay. Who is your bone with?
Well, this is going to be a very new, very groundbreaking bone to pick. I have a bone to pick with YouTube creators.
I can't believe you couldn't think of any bones to pick with me.
I literally have a list
in my phone of like potential podcast ideas. Every time you do something annoying, I'm like, pull the phone out.
Okay. That's new bone to pick. You keep a list of my faults.
Just little bones.
I have a little bone pile.
I just keep a pile of bones. Is it physical? Maybe. Every time you annoy me,
you might think she's joking.
A human bone.
She used to collect.
And bones. I have made three bones. Skeletons, which if you know how many bones are in a human body, that's over 600 bones.
Over 20 bones. Over 20 bones are in a human body.
Well, for us normal people, I wouldn't be surprised if you had less than 20.
I got big bones. I need fewer bones.
You got 10 big bones. Your whole body's 10 big bones.
My
big
head
boy,
is
big bones.
A cylinder of bone.
Well, as a matter of fact, most people's heads are.
Yeah, I was just stating facts.
Wait, cylinder, not quite. Sphere. Cylinder, you still have like a massive soft spot in your 30s. You're like, it never closed.
You got to be really nice to me.
Fontanelle is what it's called, actually. It's the term for
soft spot is also what it's called. You can't actually that. It's also called soft spot.
Lots of things are called soft spots, though. But fontanelle, that's very specific.
Okay, so YouTube creators.
Like, I have a soft spot for kids.
You have a fontanelle for kids?
No! See, because that's very specific, and that refers to one thing. Ugh, what's your thing with YouTube creators?
Okay, so I'm into cooking YouTube. I watch a lot of food content on YouTube.
And then you're like, why am I always wanting to eat?
That has nothing to do with why I'm always wanting to eat.
I'm sure it's not helping.
No, I don't think it affects me that much if we're going to be serious. Can we get serious here?
That's crazy.
I don't think it affects me that much.
I will see it on your monitor and just start like salivating and like not be able to focus until I eat something.
If anything, I think it reduces my desire to cook or be eating these foods because I feel like I'm already like partially like creatively satiated by this video.
Interesting. So next time you want junk food, I'll just pull up a video of somebody making said junk food and suddenly you'll be like, oh, I don't want it anymore.
I don't think I could. Oh, I don't think you can do that.
Because perhaps the thing you're saying is not accurate.
I have so many issues with what you said. I don't think it would work to negate a craving that I'm experiencing. And where's the creative satiation that I was just talking about by just having a video of junk food?
No, I said of someone making junk food. Maybe I didn't say that. I'll hear it back on the podcast when I edit.
God, I hope she's wrong. Oh, I hope she's wrong.
Oh, but you know that if I'm right, I'm going to make you listen to it.
The last time I was right. The last time I was right, you didn't acknowledge it. All right. So YouTube creators. Okay.
Yeah.
What they like to do is everything is the best. The best brownies. The best chicken ever. It frustrates me that they have this ego that they're making the best thing. And listen, I know they have an algorithm that they need to pray to, that they need to observe and treat
they
like
need
a
to pray to.
They need to treat like
they
a very
need to
special
sacrifice small animals to make a blood oath with.
Yes.
Continue.
I understand. But you can have some dignity. You can be an honest person about it. Like, not everyone can have the best chocolate chip cookie. How can you look at yourself in the mirror when you wake up after you post a recipe that says the best chocolate chip cookies? How many have you tested? 20? It seems like it might be a lot. It's not. There are millions of chocolate chip cookie recipes just on allrecipes.com alone.
So you said you understand that they're praying to an algorithm and then continue to go on to be like, but why would they do this? It's so frustrating.
So my example, I have a counterexample.
Okay.
Okay. I already brought him up once. J. Kenji Lopez Alt.
Kiki, you stay away from my XLR cards.
He is a recipe creator, a very famous cook, several cookbooks. So he describes his videos as like quick and easy food X. Really good food X. Crackly brown X. And he's very successful. And he does it on merit of what he has to offer to the world. And why can't other people, you know, have a spine?
Other people have merit?
Yeah. Yeah. They're meritless.
I'm sorry. Have you worked a job before and had bosses? How many of those got that off merit? Oh, my God. Nothing is based off merit. Nobody cares about merit. Bit of a sore spot.
Listen, that's my bone to pick.
You know what I find frustrating? You not preparing a bone to pick about me.
I tried.
And having a poopy little bone.
Lennox wanted me to not talk about...
Stinky little poop bone.
Lennox is sitting here saying, you can't say fart. You cannot say fart.
I did not say that.
It is illegal for you to say fart.
I mean, I am going to shoot you after the episode now, but...
With love?
Tune in next week to find out.
Or check out your local newspaper's obituaries.
What was I? There was someone I looked up recently.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I bet it was Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was not Jake Gyllenhaal. No, it was.
You would, though.
We don't need to get into this. I said keep it appropriate.
Poop bone.
Yeah, but that's like little kid humor. Your thing is naughty man humor.
And yet, we're going to find out next week if you kill me over saying fart.
Yeah, this is America. Killing is fine. Sex is bad.
I largely agree.
You know what's wild? Actually, this makes me think of... So when I was growing up, Ben and I grew up in very different households and very different, like...
One might say cultures.
Cultures. Yeah. I was in a progressive area. And I have a very, like, progressive parents and very sex positive, as Quentin
very has. Sex positive.
Quentin.
They are super sex. Not with each other. They're divorced and not sexually attracted to each other.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're the issue. Not you making weird comments about my parents like that. Anyway, their sex positivity can be a little
off-putting,
jarring for those who are not used to it. Anyway, the point I'm getting at here is that growing up, my mom's thing with like TV and movies and stuff was like, sex is fine, but violence, you know, really want to like regulate it and make sure like, you know, the kids aren't seeing too much violence.
Where I watched The Terminator with my dad one morning at like 5 a.m. when I was, I think, maybe 10.
Yeah, your family, exact opposite. Violence, fine. Sex, bad. Which is wrong.
Not sex, bad. Sex doesn't exist.
Ah, of course.
Sexual nature doesn't exist at all. Where when my sister was a college graduate, sometime after the age of 22, somewhere in there, she got her very first boyfriend. And it was...
She got her first boyfriend then? I do not believe that. She was totally hiding ones before that. She did not get her first boyfriend at 22. I have seen her.
I honestly think she did.
I doubt that.
Well, the first one that
I'm going to ask her.
Okay.
Next time we see her.
And she was too nervous to introduce him to my parents, to the point where she brought him a home over Thanksgiving to go hunting with her, which is something that conservative couples do. And she just told our parents that he was just a friend. She was too in the closet about sexual natures in general,
about being
adult
straight.
Relationships in general, that she couldn't tell our parents when she was a grown woman that she had a boyfriend.
Is this why conservatives don't understand why things are harder for queer people? They're like, what do you mean in the closet? I'm also in the closet until they're married.
I mean, yeah. They don't talk about things, so...
That's so funny. And here I was in high school being like, I have a crush on my English teacher to my mom.
Mr. Quimbley.
That was
I got his name
his
wrong
name.
On purpose to protect his identity.
Somebody has their phone turned on.
It's not me. I checked.
Oh, no. I'm the unprofessional one for once.
Give me props, please.
Props.
Oh, it's rare and it's good.
I don't think it's that rare.
It's not rare. I do good things a lot. She gives me a lot of props.
I also think I tend to challenge you more and then have to give you props.
Yeah, and you challenge me in places where I feel like I have a good established like knowledge.
Perhaps this comes from a large ego and the internal feeling that I'm never wrong.
Does it also have anything to do with... I feel like I have a relatively small ego.
Yeah.
Does that... Do you
mine
feel like
is
you could,
so big compared to yours.
Do you feel like you
yours
can just like
tiny.
Bully me over?
Mine is normal sized and yours is tiny.
Hers is not normal sized. She has a massive ego. Do you feel like you can just like bully my tiny little ego over?
It has nothing to do with your ego. It is 100% about my ego because it's 100% about me because I have a big ego. How do you not get that? It's all together. I'm also deeply insecure.
It's true. What a conflicted life you must lead.
Because I feel like there are people who like act really like braggadocious and whatever, but they're doing it to cover insecurity. But I act that way for real, but I'm also insecure.
I can verify. She's very braggadocious. She's also half a second away from crumbling at any given moment.
Whoa, you didn't have a good bone to pick?
No, I don't want to pick that about you. I want to support you and help you and love you.
You're like, you have the mental fortitude of wet tissue paper. Yeah, I suppose that's not a bone. That's just like a put down. But it's also accurate and funny, so that makes it okay.
For you to say about yourself, I'm giving no comment. No comment.
You started it. You said I'm half a second away from crumbling at any time.
I was saying that ironically.
Whereas you are like, I feel like you have a very normal balance of things. I can only exist on like extreme ends of spectrums. That is entirely where I live my entire life.
It's true. She only eats Warhead candy and the spiciest ramen food you can find.
I don't like spicy food at all. At all.
She only eats
bone to pick. People being like, oh, you don't like spicy food. Like, yeah, no, I don't like the physiological like reaction of thinking burning is happening in my mouth. Wow. Sorry. I guess I'm the weird one for
you
not.
You are the weird one.
Like you can.
It feels good.
No. The flavor is completely separate from the spiciness. Spicy
no.
is
It's not completely
just
separate.
Your
you can't you
brain.
Can't completely separate these parts of consuming food. It all ties in together. The sight, the scent, the texture, it all comes in together.
Okay.
I watch a lot of YouTube food video.
But I'm saying when people say they like spicy food.
She's giving quotes. She doesn't believe them.
You're just talking about the physical sensation where your brain thinks burning is occurring. That's a different question. Jalapenos, I love the flavor of jalapenos. I don't like the spice.
Maybe people like the flavor that spicy foods bring.
See, they're wrong.
What?
You can't
How
say...
How can you just declare that?
We just covered this! Honan, we just covered! Of course I can say that.
You need to experience ego death sometime.
You think I haven't?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm cowering in the corner.
You think I haven't not had an ego at some point?
I think nothing!
You've been there at my lowest. You think I had an ego then?
Probably.
What?
I don't know. We're off topic. Let's get back to the spice
what
lovers.
What is... Yeah, the spice is already off topic. It's like off. If this was like...
There are no more rails.
If this was a rails? Musical, the Broadway show, and then we're in like Iowa Community Theater is what we're doing topic-wise.
Corn? I bet it's a musical about corn.
Or it could be State Fair by Rodgers and Hammerstein, set in Iowa.
I regret this. Get us out of
Let's
musicals.
Let's talk about musicals. An excellent genre. So where's your palate cleanser?
Oh, something nice to say about cooking YouTubers?
No, it has to be about me.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
I mean, you prop me up a lot. You lift me up. You say lots of nice things about me. I feel genuinely appreciated by you.
Oh, your thing is so broad and that's sappy. It's so broad. It's supposed to be specific. Oh, I'm going to be taking out the palate cleansers. Go in with a dirty mouth to the next bone. That's what palate cleanser?
Yeah.
And lose bouche?
But... if you're going to cleanse a palate, you need to generally be like moving on to the next thing. You need to have a thing for us to move on to now.
Well, that's I'm saying going forward, I'll pick a bone, no palate cleanser, straight dirty mouth, going straight into your dirty bone.
She said I couldn't say fart. She said I couldn't say fart.
I did not
say She said
you,
I couldn't say fart.
I said you couldn't swear and you couldn't let it get too zesty. I said treat it as if a professional thing, and I've been very unprofessional in this episode, so... Weird that I was arguing earlier
so
that I'm
who's
the more...
on the top of the mountain now?
But
me.
I am more professional than you.
I'm taller than you, so I think I would reach the top of the mountain first.
Will you acknowledge that I'm more professional than you?
Absolutely! Why do you need me to acknowledge that? It's very evident.
For my ego!
What's that?
And I just need to make sure that we're on the same page.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
It's all about the ego.
Hey, remember last episode when we were like, let's compare bones? My bone is so much better this week. You have to acknowledge.
Acknowledged. Acknowledged. Acknowledged.
See, I need that.
And I need nothing.
You need
I'm
nothing?
Self-sustaining in my body.
Yeah. I keep Quentin actually in a like glass dome, and it's a self-sustaining environment.
It's like Bubble Boy.
Haven't let him out in years, which makes
help me.
Which makes the fact that we have children very confusing.
They're free to roam in and out of the bubble as they please.
Oh, I meant creating them. If you've been in there for like many years, and then like suddenly I'm pregnant, and I'm like, oh, we're having a baby.
She said I couldn't say fart.
I know. I'm
she
hearing
can't
myself.
Help it.
I'm hearing myself go to the place. You put it in my head, so actually, it's your fault.
Help me.
You should have seen
help me
the
bone
face.
To pick. You keep blaming things on me that
your
little brain comes
you
up with.
You wasted your bone. You cannot rebone.
There are no rules. Yes and
there are so many rules. It's my podcast. I set the rules. I am God here.
Okay, I'll get back in my bubble.
Back in the bubble. Mm-hmm. It's just like a spray bottle, like, shh, shh, get.
Fun fact, my uncle, Michael Winslow,
lived in a bubble. What was the fun fact?
I said it. You just didn't hear me because you never hear me.
Fun fact, my uncle, Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow is my uncle.
That's not a fun fact.
That would be if it were true.
I don't know.
That'd be a very fun claim to fame. Tell me you wouldn't be enticed by the opportunities of hearing the things that he can do with that mouth.
What?
Michael Winslow?
I don't know who Michael Winslow... Oh, I'm supposed to know
Police who- Academy is the dude who makes the insane sound effects.
Oh, That does change how I view the thing that you said.
What? An uncultured swine. My bone to pick. Lennox
you
is-
cannot pick more bones!
I'm picking it, baby! You gotta cut
the
me off!
The garbage disposal is on and I'm throwing them in!
New bone to pick?
No!
Lennox never clears out the garbage disposal.
We do not have a garbage disposal!
New bone to pick? Lennox will not let me get a garbage disposal.
Oh, so now we're just making up bones. You can't make up bones.
New bone to pick? Lennox won't let me make up new bones. And that one is real. You can't stop me.
You heard it here first. She won't allow me to make up new bones.
New bone to pick? Lennox won't let me create rules for the household. I try to say that we should give the kids socks, but she doesn't let us give the kids socks.
Oh my God. This reminds me of a bit from a comedian. Sorry, I'm just going to reference a comedian's joke now. But his bit is that he loves to shout things at his like girlfriend in a grocery store that makes it seem like she's crazy. So like the bit is basically like, they'll be standing 10 feet apart and he's like, you know what? I don't think toilet paper's a waste. I am going to buy it.
New bone to pick? You. You. Who was the comedian? Tell me who the comedian was. Tell me.
Eugene Merman. My boy.
New bone to pick? She doesn't actually own him. He is not her boy.
He is my son.
I'm on a bone picking roll. You gotta admit. Lift me up. Prop me, babe.
Absolutely not. You
okay.
are out
I take
of
away,
control.
I take away the cleanser, the palate cleanser. You don't lift me up.
I do not.
No bone pick, no palate cleanser.
I won't
cleansed.
Lift you up anymore. Not after this.
Okay. I don't need to be lifted up.
You're already so tall.
Actually, I'm 6 inches taller than 510 millimeters. So that would be really tall for you. You would think that's way tall because you'd be tiny and the percentage increase would be massive.
Yeah. I understand how things work. Math.
Context. But if you introduce more context, you would still be in a world surrounded by people, 5 foot to 6 foot plus. So I don't think you would think I'm all that tall. I'd certainly be taller than you. But in the context of all the other people inhabiting the world, you wouldn't think I'm that tall. New bone to pick?
No.
You didn't think before you spoke.
You don't think before you
I don't need to.
This entire episode is me just yelling at you specifically.
New bone to pick? You
stop,
yelled at me too much.
That would have been a good one. Too bad you didn't do it.
Done. I did it. I'm taking over.
Okay, go ahead.
Next episode on A Bone to Pick, there's going to be a new special guest. Probably still going to be the special guest of Quentin, the husband, but there's going to be a new one. And find out if Quentin is dead. Oh, this is going to be exciting.
Don't think I'm going to snake in the mic into your bubble again.
Snake the mic into my bubble?
Yeah. You'll just be silenced in there.
Oh, I was trying. I forgot that I was Bubble Boy. I was so confused. No new bone to pick? You confused me.
Oh my God.
How many bones have you picked? How many bones have I picked?
I've picked the correct amount. You've picked the incorrect amount.
I am a real big believer in quantity over quality.
I know.
That's why I have 20 pairs of socks.
Oh my God.
With mini holes in them, bringing it all back home.
I appreciate quality.
And that's why she's with me. Oh, that felt good.
How many wives
Give
do
me
you
props.
Have?
Give
How
me
many
props.
Wives do you have?
One. I have 20 pairs of socks.
So you're very disappointed in your marriage. You're like,
yes.
This
yes.
is quality over quantity, and I am not interested.
New bone to pick?
No.
Not enough wives.
No. Stop. I don't have an issue with the multiple wives. I have an issue with you saying a bone to pick again. Well, folks, friends,
we love you. God, we love you so much. I'm speaking for both of us. Quentin, the love is there.
Quentin loves you. Keep in mind the audience.
Tell them how you feel. The if audience, you don't love them, tell them how you feel.
The audience, again, is just my professor.
And I love the audience, so, you know.
I want a good grade from the audience.
Tell the audience how you feel about them.
I enjoy being in their class. And can't wait for them to give me such a good grade on this episode that has clearly stepped down in quality. So you must be all about it.
Are you serious? How could it have stepped down in quality if there's been so many more bones picked?
Because it's not about quantity.
It is for 50%.
For 50% of what?
Of the people on this podcast. That's got to count for something.
No. You don't count as 50% of this podcast.
New bone to pick? No. I want to count for 50% of this podcast.
No. You wouldn't even listen to the podcast. I was the one who had to sit down and edit all of it and listen to all of it. And you wouldn't even listen to it when it was fully edited one time through.
New palate cleanser? I am very impressed at how much listening to yourself doesn't bother you.
I feel like that's such a backhanded compliment.
It's not. It all depends on how you feel about yourself and that fact. And
the voice, the talking, I like that I can deal with. When I record music, when I record my singing, and I have to listen to that, and that I have to listen to a lot more intently, and it's the same, like, thing over and over and over again because I record multiple takes of the exact same thing, that I struggle with. I'm not that into myself. That's too far.
Good.
That sucks.
If you were into that, I would be worried. I'm not worried now.
What would I need you for if I was into that?
Providing support for our children.
Okay.
I'm still here. For hopefully another week.
Well, friends, it's been chaotic. Let's thank our guest, my husband, Quentoni.
Thank me, please.
But more importantly, thank you. I have it in my notes to thank the audience. But I've now established that the audience is one person. So if I make a really big deal about thanking the audience, feels weird.
Too late.
Because I said to care more about things feeling weird. More important than my husband. Thank you to the audience.
Oh no. Can you give me another thanks? I need it.
Thanks.
Oh, the quantity.
Just for you, babe. Yes. Just for you. So next time we are gonna have another guest. On top of Quentin, physically, I will place them onto your lap.
Where am I going to be?
And you will have to share the microphone.
Will I be on top spiritually? I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Spirits don't exist.
Tell that to my Uncle Kyle. What? You'd have to tell it to his spirit because he's dead.
Well, I can't because what? You know what? I'm backing out.
New bone to pick? You haven't ended the episode yet.
Real quick before we go, what do you think happens after we die? I stole that bit.
I bet it's a lot of butterflies.
You like butterflies?
Yeah, I really like butterflies.
Okay.
I really like butterflies. Our neighbor, palate cleanser, over to our neighbor? They have a little butterfly garden thing set up, or they have some situation where a lot of butterflies come visit them in the late spring and summer. It's awesome. Let me cleanse their palates.
Too bad you missed at the Science Museum when we watched a whole show about monarchs.
I'm not interested in them. I don't want to learn about them in movies. I like experiencing
them. No, it wasn't a movie. It was a live show.
Did you get to experience live butterflies flowing around you?
No, it was a massive, butterfly puppet.
New bone to pick? Puppets.
I don't think anybody thought otherwise.
Okay.
I think people are on the same page.
Happy to hear.
Join us next time.
Please.
I wonder how, like, wait.
God, I love having a captive audience. Do you too?
Let's check on our time here.
Has it been 2 hours?
We went over an hour.
I bet your professor is going to have a bone to pick with you.
Listen, on the very first day of class, I raised my little hand. I don't have little hands.
Oh, dang it. New bone to pick. She cut me off.
Were you going to say tiny hands? Because your hands are the same size. It's oh, true. Got him. Got him.
Made me feel bad.
Got him. Just where I want him. Very first day of class. Raised my large, excessively long hand.
Octopus hand.
Octopus. Raised my hand and asked, is there a limit on how long they can be?
Mm-hmm.
To which he replied, no. And expanded a little further upon it. But the relevant part is that, no.
Since I've been able to create rules, you haven't stopped me. I'm creating rules. If your professor
ladies
has any
and gentlemen,
bones to pick
thank
with you
for listening.
All sorts of
catch
your
you
palate.
Next week. Bye.
Love you.